Hello and welcome to another episode of The Principal Voice, a podcast sponsored by the Ontario Principals Council, or OPC. My name is Peggy Sweeney. The OPC is the professional association representing more than 5,400 principals and vice principals in Ontario's publicly funded elementary and secondary schools. We develop and deliver professional learning for school leaders, provide legal advice and support, and advocate for public education. Our provincial office is located in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Our guest today is Karen Murray. Karen is the System Superintendent of Equity, Anti-Racism, Anti-Oppression, and Early Years in the Toronto District School Board. Today, we're going to talk to Karen about the Center for Excellence for Black Student Achievement. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you very much, and I'm so glad to be here.
So Karen, to start, can you tell us about your background as an educator?
I came from a family of educators, which is great. My mother was an educator and taught for nearly 30 years. And I began my real passion for education through community health. To believe it, I never thought I was going to be a teacher. I never even thought I was going to come into education at all. My field was within this social work. My work was in community survivors, psychiatric survivors who were being transitioned back into community spaces. And then from there, I went to York University, and I must take this moment to celebrate the Urban Diversity Program at York with Dr. Patrick Solomon, who was my mentor. And what Patrick did, along with one of my course directors, Henderson Hope, who was a former superintendent for Etobicoke, what the two of them did was build all those things that I had in my back pocket about the need for affirmation for students, the passion for equity, the commitment for being an advocate and agency in that work, seeing the things my mother had done as an educator, and made it feel like a reality for myself. And I started my journey there. And I think that background solidified who I am and what I can continue to be committed to, which is a passion for students, a commitment to community in a really deep and intimate way.
And after moving through the system as an educator, you're now a system superintendent. And part of your role is leading the Center of Excellence for Black Student Achievement in the Toronto Board. What is the mandate of the center?
The best way I can talk about the center is to celebrate the fact that the center is a fulfillment of a promise. Community had come to our district school board for a very long time, seeking an affinity space, which our center is, looking for a space where students and families and community and staff can be supported. And each time they came, we found another way of showing that we were engaging in this work, but we didn't give them what it is that they wanted. And I think what's important to note is that the Center of Excellence for Black Student Achievement is the first of its kind in public education, and not only here in Canada, but in North America, publicly funded. Is there other centers? Absolutely. That focuses on Black students and their success and their excellence? Yes. But most of those centers are funded through community. So let me tell you about the mandates. One, it is dedicated to improving the experience and outcomes for Black students. We have four mandates that are specifically designed for students. And those mandates lead from anything from supporting Black students in combating racism in our board, to navigate and identify barriers, to providing them with access to appropriate resources like scholarships, networking, mentoring. Our mandates also speak to identifying, developing culturally responsive and relevant healing practices for our students. We talk about monitoring the achievement of Black students in the district and even engaging in how we can inform changes to policies and procedures that will create and develop innovative practice for students. One of our other aims is to be responsive to the voices of the diverse Black communities in which we serve, and help to advocate for system change within educational institutions. We have two specific mandates that look at meaningful engagement and advocacy for caregivers, and then also engaging in strategic community partnerships. And then the last three mandates that we have speak to system and staff. And so with those three, we do everything from highlighting promising practices that is based on meaningful research on topics related to Black students. That's about creating professional learning, and that ranges anywhere from collaborating with other staff and other departments, talking about decolonization around anti-racism, anti-Black racism, discussing human rights. And of course, the last one, and we're working on this one, is how we provide accountability and recommendations to the boards of trustees and staff on what else can be done to continue to support Black students in our district.
Given all of your mandates and sub-mandates, how do you measure success of the program?
Over a decade, community had come and asked for this affinity space called the Center of Excellence for Black Student Achievement. So how we have to measure success is going to be on the feedback of students who go through all the programs that we offer, and how they find value in it. So we get a lot of feedback from our students. The feedback have to come from the caregivers, our families in which we service, and how they're seeing and feeling about what we're doing. And I'll tell you, we take our feedback seriously. And you know, young people, they tell you the truth. So we make adjustments based on their recommendations and things they feel and see that we need to head in the future. We also engage in our own assessment and measures of success based on the programs that we offer, the work we do in schools, side by side with teachers, side by side with administrators. We have goals, and then we measure those goals to see if we've made any traction.
What do you say when people ask you why the center is only for Black students and not any other potentially underrepresented groups of students?
I talk to them about this idea of mirrors and windows. And I talk about why is it important for Black students to see themselves. Too long in education, Black students have not seen themselves. They have not been able to position themselves in curriculum. They have not been visible in curriculum. And then we talked to secondary students. We spoke to Black students in English streams. We spoke to Black students in French streams. We spoke to Black parents or parents who would identify themselves as African or African Caribbean or African Canadian. And we spoke to parents raising Black children, because that's not one and the same. And I'm telling you this to say this. They all said in their own way the importance of resources, of curriculum that affirm Black history, that affirm Black identities, that is positive, that centers joy. And why is this important? It's important because without the window where other people can see in to Black culture in a positive and affirming way, there's always going to be a narrative about Black community that is based on media's perception, that is based on all other perceptions, but the positive affirming identities of the people. So Black students need to belong and feel affirmed and feel confident and to walk into a room. And guess what? We talk about universities who are saying there's a disproportionate amount of Black students in engineering, in medicine. Well, how are they going to see themselves in those spaces if they don't see themselves in the curriculum? If I never saw a doctor that looked like me, how can I see myself as a doctor? So when they ask me why Black, my question is, no one's going to ever meet Black people, but Black people meet each other? Or are we going to prepare kids through that window to see the diversity and the brilliance of a people that sometimes media sends a different narrative about, and for Black students to feel affirmed and honored and celebrated and learn about those untold stories that nobody talk about, but shows that we came from a place of brilliance and we were kings and queens before colonization.
Karen, given that our audience is primarily principals and vice principals, how can they help be part of this very important work you're doing?
I think the easiest way, for me anyway, is for us to always think about how do I build the conditions in my schools so that these conversations can happen? How do I find opportunities and resources so that the narrative isn't, well, I don't know? There's a lot of amazing things that are out there. Ontario Black History Society, CBC is just about to release a great series on untold stories of Black life in Canada. And even our federal government on their websites, Historica, has amazing pieces that you can bring into classrooms about Canadian Black history. Providing access to the opportunity is the very first thing. Remember, just because you may not have a large population of Black students in your school does not mean that you cannot share Black history and Black life beyond February. First, build the conditions in their schools so people are not afraid to even utter the word Black and be able to understand that there's a diversity, there's no monolithic Blackness. We are a diverse group of people with diverse interests and diverse ways. But boy, across this entire nation, the contributions are real and just amazing. So how do you ensure that that's brought to into your schools? So it's not only when a Black child shows up that you recognize that the people exist. I think that's how I would say the best way to support and help. And always, 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 come check me out. Open invitation. Come on over to the Center of Excellence for Black Student Achievement in Toronto District School Board. We're with you.
Karen, thank you so much for joining us today to share your expertise related to equity issues, practices, and programs. And thank you to our listeners for joining us. We've been speaking to Karen Murray about the Center for Excellence for Black Student Achievement in the Toronto District School Board. Goodbye.